Hello. Praise God. How's everybody doing tonight? We all good? Amen. Are you ready? Are you all ready? Are you all ready for what God's getting ready to do in this building tonight? Did you come with an expectation today of what God is going to do for you? Listen, we've been in meetings with this man for two nights with him. Jared's been in for a Sunday morning and two nights. And I'm telling you, the presence of God is being poured out. So right now, as we're preparing and as we're getting into worship, prepare your hearts. What is it? What is it? If you have had a need, put it before the Lord. If you want more of God, and that's what your cry, your heart cry has been, then you're going to get it tonight. Amen? So as we enter into worship, as we get ready and we worship the Lord, I want you to be ready. I want you to be worshiping with us. We don't tell you to stand up because we expect that you're coming here fired up, ready to jump on your feet and praise the one true living God. Amen? Amen. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen? Praise God. Well, I hope that you have a heart of expectancy tonight. Because I believe that the Lord is bringing an increase of His presence for a time of revival and refreshing that is going to just take us to a new place between now and the end of the year. But it's starting tonight. Remember, I have told you that I have, by the Spirit of the Lord, earmarked this night to be a night just for the flow of God to take us into new places. Amen? And so tonight, I want you to just get your heart of expectancy out. I want you to reach towards God with all the hope you have for anything you need tonight. There's no limit. God is going to bring healing, restoration, refreshing, freedom. God is just going to restore. I want you to know that when we talk about revival, what I mean is renewing, refreshing, salvation. Even Christians that have been saved for a long time, I'm telling you, sometimes we need a refilling and a refreshing and a stirring again. You know, the Bible even says at one point, return me, Lord, to my first love. Amen. Woo! Boy, I'm fired up. I gotta tell you something. I am fired up. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to go ahead and just do a few announcements right now to get us started because we are starting Vacation Bible School. So I want Pastor Jared to come out here for just a quick minute and throw us a few things out there about what's going on.
All right, praise God. Hey, Sunday night's the night, Vacation Bible School, the first one here in our new building. Praise God. We're excited about that. God definitely deserves praise for that. The Marvelous Zoo. Sorry, I had a blank there for a second. I think it's something about this area. But no, the Marvelous Zoo, an amazing showcase of creation and identity. 6 o'clock Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. 6 o'clock each night. Come on out till 8:30. Bring a friend. Thank you guys so much for all the amazing donations. Your guys' hearts are so big, and the Lord bless you guys. You guys have been awesome. And so we just want you guys to bring your kids out now. All right. Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I do want to mention to you that August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, we are going to have three nights of what we're going to call Seek and Find. They're going to start Sunday night at 6:30, and then Monday and Tuesday at 7. It's just going to be a time of us being in the presence of God and worshiping and seeking Him and just letting the Lord know that we are open to whatever He wants to do in our life. Amen? I want to also tell you that during the worship tonight, I want to do our normal church offering, okay? So when we start worship, they're going to bring buckets up, do our normal church offering for those who need to release their tithe and stuff. But anybody who bought an offering tonight, I want you to keep that and sow that into Brother Chris D'Amico's offering tonight. And the Bible says that if you receive a prophet, you can receive a prophet's reward. And I'm telling you, this man has been keeping himself away, fasting, praying, seeking God. I mean, I haven't even ate a meal with this man yet because he's so intent on making sure his spirit is open to what's available for you in the realm of God. Amen. So I want you to give reverence to God tonight. I want you to honor this service and the vessels that have come to impart into you. And Brother Chris D'Amico is a